This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. Homegrown theatre company Terry and the Cuss Productions is all set to go where many only dream of. Their show, Thicker Than Water, is opening off-Broadway in New York City this month, the first Malaysian-created show to do so. Joining me today to talk about their journey so far is the show's producer, Terence Conrad. Thank you for joining me, Terry, and congratulations on the show opening in New York.
Thank you for having me, and thank you.
So what does it feel like?
It's a bit, we are butterflies in our stomach. We've done shows before, and it feels like we're doing our first show all over again, wondering whether everything's going to go all right, how the audience is going to react, how the critics are going to react. And the difference is that when we did our first show here, we had lots of friends and family come, you know, in case it was terrible, like, oh, they'll still tell you it's a good show. We don't have that there. So
at the mercy of the unforgiving New York audience.
Yes, and the New York audience is unforgiving, is what we've been told. It's a judgment day for us to see whether we do create work which will stand up to in that kind of scrutiny, so to speak.
And tell me about the show Thicker Than Water itself. What is it about?
Thicker Than Water is a show which we wrote about 4 years ago. The idea came about when Obama was still president, mind you. And it was about chasing the American dream. And it was about how America is the new Rome. Literally, if you want to succeed, you go to America. If you're a singer, the highest accolade you can win is the Grammys. If you're a movie actor or a director or screenwriter, you want, it's the Oscars. If you want to win something off Broadway, theater, it's the Tony Awards. And that's the recognition. And the idea of going to America to succeed sets itself as Rome. And the strange thing is that America over the last few years has been closing itself off. You know, it used to be the place, come, I want your best. I want, you know, your brightest. I want your, and used to be, give me your poor, your hungry. And nowadays you can't get in. Mm-hmm. And then Trump got elected and it just went further to the right. So the idea of the show, the script is about two Malaysians going to America to write the perfect American movie for them. And that is one part of the show, the whole idea of immigrant going to America to try and achieve the dreams. The second part of the show is about Americans don't realize how much pop culture they export. I grew up in the 80s watching The A-Team.
Yeah, of course.
You know, yeah. Baywatch was the biggest show in the world at that point. You know, our friends we grew up with. We receive so much American pop culture, American music, that we know more about America than we know about our people in our own country. People know more about Kylie Jenner than they know about leaders in this country. So so that is the other part we wanted, juxtaposition we wanted to tell, that when we go there, we know America, but is the America we know real? The two Malaysian screenwriters are writing the perfect American movie. So, and they get, one guy is going really left, so you get a democratic point of view, and one guy is going really right. No, they like their heroes carrying guns. The hero always gets the girl in the end, you know? That's what the whole idea of Thicker Than Water is about.
And you've actually cast two Malaysian actors, Gavin Yap and Douglas Lim, to play these roles, right?
Yes. We had to keep the two roles authentic. They had to be Malaysian. That is something we insisted upon. And Gavin plays a very serious screenwriter who believes, I mean, America's ideals, and America has sold out its ideals. That it's, America's always to the left. Give me your hungry, give me your poor, you know. But America doesn't do that. It's a country where slavery originated. You know, the ideas of this, which he believes, you know, we are the home of the brave, but we fight with drones. So Gavin's going, no, I'm left. I'm writing a left-wing movie to criticize America. Douglas is going, no, America's not like that. They say one thing, but they're right. You know, hence why Trump can win. Hence why everybody has a gun. That whole idea. Hence why Baywatch was the most popular show. You know, that things like that, where Kim Kardashian is followed by millions. And while they're arguing, you see both their characters really come out. Because Douglas is really funny, right? And Gavin's a great actor. He's, you know, he's so serious. You know, he really gets, when he's in a role, he's so good. So it was such a perfect casting for us. Very easy for us to pick. It was very easy to work with them.
And the rest of the cast, are they Americans?
Yes, we'll be working with professional actors in America. Something Gavin and Douglas were quite afraid, actually, because these people, they're very high caliber. You know, New York is flooded with actors. A funny story at casting, when we had this open casting, one of the cast members of Glee came in. And we were like, are you sure you're in the right cast? He said, yes, it's at the Public. Of course we're here. And we were like, ah, okay. So it was so surreal for us that how much that people are there. And it was the show is at the Public that people go, okay, we want to perform here. So hence why both of them are very excited.
And for those who I think may not make the connection, the Public Theatre is renowned for premiering some amazing shows. Hamilton is the most recent one.
Yes, they did Hairspray. Mm-hmm. They've done
Chorus Line.
Hair's been there, sorry. And they're very famous for giving opportunities to up-and-coming groups, actors, directors, writers. That's what the Public stands for, you know? And because of that, a lot of great shows have come from there. They've won, I think, like 52 Tonys in the last 50 years or something like that.
So how do you guys make it to the Public?
I have no idea.
It's all still a dream.
It's still a dream. It was a conversation. We were there to pitch our previous show in New York to ISPA, the International Society of Performing Arts. And then we had conversations with everybody. So everybody said, oh, that's such a cool show. You're doing a show on human trafficking. You know, it's going to be...
Was a different show.
We were invited to talk about the show at the Congress, not literally pitch your show to producers from all over the world. And we were there talking about that show. And then everybody comes and has a conversation. Conversations usually lead to nothing. You know what I mean? They go, oh, so yes, you're from Asia. Tell us about it. Oh, great. They say, we'll speak again soon. And we had one conversation with the Public and we were like, oh, okay, sounds interesting. So, and we said, what do you guys plan to do next? So we got an idea for this show. We got an idea for that show. And they said, wow, that sounds really exciting. We'll keep in touch. When people say keep in touch, it's a polite way of saying, yeah, good on you. Hope it goes well. 6 months later, they kicked us and said, yep. So we got a slot. You guys on for that idea? We're like, yeah. Okay, you know what I mean? We were like, sure. Actually, we thought it was a joke. They thought like, and they were like, are you serious? Like we have friends in New York. How do you get the Public? We were like, we don't know. You know, like, it's literally, I can't tell anybody, the next person how to do it. It's just right time, right place, right opportunity.
The show opens this week. And how has the experience of putting it together, working with the theatre, working with the cast there, what's it been like?
The theatre is amazing. They have a global reach. They have hundreds and hundreds of shows each year. The stage where we will be performing is hallowed ground. Al Pacino has performed there. Adele has sang there. Prince sang there in the last couple of years. Chris Rock did a small performance. It's such an interesting space. And now we will have Terry and the Cuz. So it's quite funny. But working with them is so interesting because they're like, yeah, sure, guys, come in. And they're like, okay, what do you need? This is it. All right, great. All right, thank you very much. Next. So they're very straight about it and they're very, very clear-cut because they have a wider programming there. And it's really cool to work with them because they're really nice and we give a lot of support from them and they're very professional about it.
And what exactly do you think an American audience is going to take away from a production from Malaysia, a country that some of them may not even know much about?
It is a Malaysian production. The poster of the show, we have two posters. One variant of the poster is how the Malaysian flag and the American flag are very similar in colours. So when it's folded, you can't tell which flag it is. And the idea is that a lot of them do know Malaysia. Surprisingly, they don't know much about it, but they know where it is. They know it's a tropical climate. They know it's a democracy. They know all these things. But they don't know much about the people. And that's very interesting for us. And that's something we get to play on. We get to talk about Malaysia. And Malaysia is, to use a Ministry of Tourism line, it is like truly Asia, you know. You got Malays, you got Indians, you got Chinese. You got so many different mixes, so many religions here. And that is really great when we start talking about our country, because America is similar and it's got so many different races, so many different religions, you know? And that's what makes the similarities and the story so interesting, because we get to draw on parallels on Malaysia and America. And so that is what we hope they will get out of it, that the countries are similar and that there's a lot of things which are happening here, which is happening there. And the idea is that they understand the immigrant dream, which is very important. because a lot of people want to go to America. If they don't connect it with the Malaysian story, they will understand it from a point of an immigrant story of everybody who goes there has this dream to achieve, to get big in America. That is, after all, the American dream.
You're on the brink of achieving this dream. What comes next for Terry and the Cars?
Well, you always wish for something, right? And then you get it. You're like, we are so scared, to be very clear, how we will be judged. Commercially successful is one. Being critically successful is on a whole different level. That's very interesting for us. Because of this, we've got other work which have been offered to us. So our calendar looks a bit full for the next year.
But I work think in Malaysia or elsewhere as
work
well?
In Malaysia and work overseas also. But I think for us, America is the dream. We are off Broadway. We would love to be on Broadway. Or next, we would love to do a musical on Broadway, you know? So if that opens up the door for us, it'll be great. And time will tell. And we will see how it goes.
Well, thank you for coming in to speak to us today.
Thank you for having me. And hopefully when we come back, we will have a great story to share.
I hope so too. All the best.
Thank you, Sharmila.
I've been speaking to Terence Conrad of Terry and the Cuz Productions about the New York premiere of their show, Thicker Than Water. The production is showing from the 18th to the 20th of May at the Public Theatre in New York City. For more information, visit the Terry and the Cuz Facebook page. If you missed any part of this interview or any previous Front Row segments, you can download the podcasts on our BFM app, which is available on the App Store or Google Play. You've been listening to Front Row on the Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.